So this is, I suppose, the next in a series that has been airing on the Thresholds blog, and I suppose some context would be required, so read the Thresholds blog. This is entitled either How About These Anklets, Daljit, or Chum Chum. So Daljit and I have been in the reserve collection at MAA a few times now, opening boxes and generally getting excited at what we find. This is easily the best part of my job. Every time you lift a lid, it's a new discovery that makes a new connection or brings to mind something you may have forgotten you knew. After our triumph with the long dice, this time Daljit is looking for toe rings to enrich his visions of the sights and sounds of the Indian epics. Some of these objects haven't seen a human face, or indeed a human toe or ankle, for years. I don't exactly feel like an expert on this, but it's amazing what the encounter with these objects brings to mind. As we look at heavy metal anklets, some mightily solid and some made almost entirely of little bells, like a Bharatanatyam dancer would wear, I remember a story that was told to me more than 10 years ago in Calcutta. It was a ghost story, which isn't itself unusual in Bengal, about a haunted museum. Although the details are cloudy, the sight of the anklets instantly brings Mrs. Majumdar's voice describing the sound of a woman's anklets jingling as she walks, chum chum, chum chum. Museums aren't just about seeing things, or even about touching, or even about please do not touching. That sound, forgotten for a decade, comes back involuntarily, straight into my head and, inevitably, out of my mouth, as I try to explain it to Daljit. He looks at me like I'm weird, not for the first time. It's still in my head now, like the curatorial equivalent of an earworm. Chum chum, chum chum.